Traditionally, Da Shu Hua was performed outside, but the demand is so big today that a specially built venue packs in 1,500 each night. The old city walls have been recreated, as throwing molten iron onto those ancient walls was where Mr. Shui's forefathers invented the art. The dancing and singing are just the warm-up before the massive Da Shu Hua finale. And now, for Mr. Shui's big moment. Protected only by his grandfather's sheepskin and a straw hat, Mr. Shui is the eye of a storm of molten metal.
That was amazing. And the effect is beautiful. I know fireworks have come a long way in 500 years, but for me, Da Shu Hua still holds its own.
I feel really privileged to have witnessed an ancient tradition performed by the last of the Da Shu Hua masters.
And if you want to see what modern-day fireworks are capable of, then join me and Ant in Hong Kong in a couple of nights' time, when we'll be at one of the most spectacular firework displays on Earth. But from fireworks to iceworks and these incredibly intricate ice sculptures, which are all part of an international competition.
This year, there are 25 teams competing to take part, with 10 countries represented. Mr. Sun is an expert who has crafted for the festival in the past.
你从头开始一个冰雕会要做多少时候？大约这件作品，但是需要5天时间吧。这种平刀呢，是做这种，你比如说做一些大的钻、一些大的面的，需要去它去雕刻。
So he's telling us about his tools, and a tool like this, a flat one, is for just chip away at the other things. And 你给我们看看另一个刀。对。你给我们表一下。像这种角刀呢，一般都是做细部的，像这种。 And this tool is for doing details like the fish fins. 你手会冷吗？一般那个工作起来一点都不冷。都不冷。He doesn't get cold hands.
这都是用棉花呀，这我家的老伴儿给我做的。Just
made by his wife. 谢谢你，陈先生。好，没关系啊，谢谢。
One thing you'll find all over China in the lead up to Spring Festival are these monkeys. That's because 2016 is the year of the monkey, one of the animals from the Chinese zodiac.